This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman and Aurora City Council plan to do their own independent investigation into the death of Elijah McClain, the 23-year-old who died in police custody last year. Governor Jared Polis says he's appointing Attorney General Phil Weiser as a special prosecutor to look into McClain's death. Mayor Kaufman says he talked to Polis before that announcement.
He was at that time looking if there was a way that he could involve himself. And what I mentioned was, you know, let's complement each other's work and not duplicate each other's work.
McClain's death has received increased scrutiny this week after more than 2 million people signed a petition calling for a more in-depth investigation. The Denver Art Museum reopens to the public today after being closed for 3 months for the pandemic. Visitors and staff are required to wear masks and new sanitation protocols have been put in place. Andrea Fulton, the museum's deputy director, says a no-touch environment is the focus.
And so taking out some of those components to make sure that it's very low touch. We're working on ways for people to take certain experiences home with them or find experiences online that help provide that same kind of interactive opportunity that we often have on site.
No more than 350 people are allowed inside the museum at once, and visitors have to buy timed tickets in advance. New exhibitions include one with works by the American illustrator Norman Rockwell. Johnson & Wales University will close its Denver campus at the end of the next academic year. Trustees for the private university said the school's campuses in Denver and Miami weren't financially sustainable. The school also wants to expand its academic offerings. Johnson & Wales is best known as a hospitality and culinary school. Students in Denver can transfer to campuses in Rhode Island and North Carolina. Temperatures around Denver a little cooler today with a high near 80 and a good chance for rain, then warmer again tomorrow. This is CPR News.